Howdy, neighbors. Welcome to another Ag Perspectives podcast. And here in early December, we got word earlier this week that the Republican caucus has agreed that Oklahoma Congressman Frank Lucas is the right man for the job we're talking about, the chairmanship of the House Agriculture Committee. Congressman Lucas headed back to Oklahoma on this Thursday, and we caught up with him in the airport as he's headed for home back to Roger Mills County. He will be speaking on Saturday afternoon of this weekend at the Oklahoma Wheat Growers Association, one of his first appearances as officially chairman of the House Agriculture Committee in Oklahoma since Tuesday night when that word came from the steering committee and the Republican caucus. Congressman Lucas talking with us about a variety of issues, including that first question that we needed to ask. How's it feel now that you realize that you are officially the man that'll be chairing the House Ag Committee?
It's very gratifying, Ron, to have your colleagues entrust you with such a responsibility. I had to be nominated by the Republican Steering Committee. I was approved by the entire Republican Conference for the responsibility of being chairman of the House Agriculture Committee through the next term in Congress, a term where not only will we engage in critically important oversight, but we'll also write another farm bill in 2012 in what's going to be a very tough and tight budget year. So I'm very pleased with my colleagues for that. But I'll also admit, you know, being a lifelong farmer, product of Oklahoma State University, a generational resident of Oklahoma, this opportunity to put the Oklahoma perspective, the Oklahoma imprint on the next farm bill, it's a great responsibility, but I also think it's a great opportunity too.
It does appear that while you'll have some familiar faces around you, there's going to be a lot of new faces on that committee in 2011.
Oh, Ron, literally the changeover in the committee is almost of epic proportion. You look among my Democrat friends, of the 26 members on the House Agriculture Committee, 15 were defeated, will not be returning. The change in ratio means that I'll have a huge number of new freshman Republicans. I'll have some new freshman Democrats also. And this process of preparing to write the next farm bill, as well as conduct oversight, as well as look at how we have spent money and handled the implementation of the 08 Farm Bill, provides me with an opportunity to educate all of those new members and to prepare us as a cohesive committee for that challenge in 2012. And as you well know, historically, the Ag Committee is a bipartisan, at the very least, generally a nonpartisan committee. We disagree by commodity title occasionally. We disagree by regional interest occasionally. But we as a group, R's and D's alike, to work to pass that comprehensive farm bill. So, yeah, the challenges are there, but so are the opportunities and good people to work with.
As far as you know, will Mr. Peterson return as the ranking member?
Yes. Colin will be my co-pilot. I've kidded him for months as the build-up to the election came that just as I tried to be a good ranking member for his chairmanship, I knew he'd be an outstanding ranking member if I was chairman. He kind of growled a little bit at the beginning, and as the process went along, came to understand, we've got a good relationship is what I mean by that story, and we'll work together.
At this point, you've been saying several times you don't believe we need to write a farm bill until very late 11 or in 2012. What are these early months going to really look like, in your opinion?
2011, it will be an entire year of oversight, an entire year of not only looking at, as you would expect, how the 08 Farm Bill has been implemented, you know, where have we spent money in a productive and wise fashion, where should we spend more, where have we not efficiently used resources, maybe where should we spend fewer resources in the next Farm Bill, but also it's going to be a period of time where we do some very intense oversight of agencies that range all the way from the EPA, well, their efforts at the dust particle rules, their efforts at spray rules, as well as the USDA and their GIPSA rules, for an example. So this oversight process, which will help provide guidance to the administration, help keep them focused to the spirit of the Farm Bill and the intent of Congress, will also be an opportunity for my new members on both sides of the aisle in the committee to grasp the full magnitude of a comprehensive Farm Bill. We need to remember the folks who will join the committee are bright individuals. They understand their regions. They understand their particular kind of agriculture. But the Farm Bill entails everything. It entails the entire country. So bringing us all up to speed together so we can write a comprehensive bill, That's just a, that's an important effort that will be a part of this 2011 hearing series.
I know that everybody's saying that you obviously have to work with a lot less money. You've, all these various deficit commissions keep talking about cutting the direct payments and conservation programs and the like. How do you satisfy everybody or attempt to do that and have a lot less money to spend?
That's the tough challenge. I mean, literally, we all know that in this coming new session of Congress, the focus is going to be, as a whole, on reducing the deficit, slowing down the growth of the national debt, learning to live within our means, again, as a federal government. Agriculture is not going to be exempt from that. It's my hope, though, that we will continue to be able to do the Farm Bill when it should be done in July 2012. That means the fifth and final year of this coming year, we'll be able to implement on the resources that were committed in 2008. Now, that said, when we do get around to writing the Farm Bill, if we've done our hearings well, if we've looked at everything, if we've reviewed every dollar, then we'll be in a position as a committee to make the decisions about where we reduce our spending and how we match what we spend with what will be available to us. Because, Ron, in the spring of, or maybe early summer of 2012, we'll get that number from leadership and from the Budget Committee, and that's the number we'll write a Farm Bill with. I don't know what it's going to be, but I do know it won't be as much as 2008. But we're going to write the best possible Farm Bill we can with the resources that are available to us.
A lot of groups, several state farm bureaus have come out and have questioned the usefulness or the defensibility of direct payments, saying they'd rather see some of the other revenue assurance type programs be utilized more heavily, maybe less on direct payments as far as money allocation. You've been a big defender of direct payments. How do you see that playing out?
First off, we're going to look at every part of the Farm Bill, the insurance programs, direct payments. We're going to look at it all. Everything's on the table. But I would just remind all my friends out there, it's not just dealing with the political environment on the evening news. It's also dealing with our obligations under the WTO and our international trading partners. The direct payments are still the most WTO-compliant a program in the Farm Bill. They're still the one area that any economist would define as the least market distorting. I know that there are other entities who view it that it is more politically palatable to move money through other channels, but short-term politics and long-term economics have to be balanced together. So we're going to have a long discussion, and it's going to be lively, and I look forward to visiting with all of my ag friends around the country on this issue.
Is it time to finally link crop insurance and the farm bill directly together?
Well, that's one of those things that a number of my colleagues are going to want to talk about. But I would also remind everybody that as the great scrutiny of the Budget Committee and the national media and of all of the other entities in Congress come forward, there will be questions about all the existing programs, about how they're delivered. But from my perspective, everything's on the table. I'm going to try and use the resources I have to create the best possible Farm Bill for rural America, working with both sides of the aisle. I think that we can get that done. But there are a lot of twists and turns, Ron, before we put a Farm Bill hopefully on President Obama's desk at the end of July 2012.
One last question, Frank, and that is in regards to this current tax measure that the president apparently has made the deal with the GOP on. Is it going to survive the House?
Yes, I believe that the Senate will, over the course of the next couple of days, take the package up if they're successful in passing it, which I believe as an observer at a distance from across the other side of the Capitol building they will, then I don't see how Speaker Pelosi denies the whole House an opportunity to vote on the bill next week. And while the combination that's been offered up is not perfect, it is the best possible scenario that we can achieve in the House. If it's offered up on the floor, it will pass by a combination of Republican and Democrat votes next week.
That surprised you that the president was willing to deal in such a way with your GOP leadership?
As I discussed with many folks as we went into the summer and fall, at some point, even the very philosophical, more liberal than I would prefer, President Barack Obama has to begin to focus on reelection, and clearly the voters sent a resounding statement on Election Day with the defeat and the gain by the Republicans of 63 House seats, that Obamacare and global warming and all of those things are not what they wanted. I think you're seeing the beginning of President Obama trying to tack back towards the middle in an effort to survive 2012.
The chairman-elect of the House Agriculture Committee, he'll be chairman in the 112th Congress, started in January, Oklahoma lawmaker Frank Lucas, rancher from Roger Mills County. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.